It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Emily Anderson with Create Better Health. They are part of the extension here in Carbon County, and we just thought we'd bring her in, kind of talk about what Create Better Health does and some of the different programs that they offer here. And then they are partnering up with Carbon High School as part of their food drive to help out the Trinity Church Food Bank. So we're going to talk all about that. Emily, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk for a moment about Create Better Health and what they do in the community and some of the different programs and stuff that they offer.
So Create Better Health is through USU Extension, and we go throughout the community, libraries, schools, anybody that will take us, and teach the community, especially those on SNAP Ed, but we'll teach anybody that how to budget better, how to use their funds that they're getting from the government better, and how to eat healthier. Teach them about My Plate and those types of things.
So really what you're doing is, and sadly, sometimes it's one of the things that is just kind of skimmed over in schools anymore. It's really teaching how to get the best bang for your buck when you're going shopping and buying the healthy foods and making the right choices. Is that kind of
right
where you guys are at there?
Yep. And portions. We like to talk about how many grains, how much grain you should have on your plate versus protein versus dairy. And we like just to make sure that everybody knows what they should be consuming and helps you realize what you're actually consuming versus what you should be consuming.
And the other thing you had mentioned before we came on was that you guys are part of the Rising Raptors program as well.
Yep. We go to the elementary school, Sally Morrow, Wellington, Bruin Point, Creekview, and Castle Heights. I believe that's all of them, to their after school program once a month. We have, it's a curriculum called Food, Fun, Reading, and Culture. And so we go in, we read a book about whatever it is we're teaching that day. We usually cook a little something up for the kids that they talk about in the book and tie it back into My Plate. And the kids get to try it. They get to help us make it. And they enjoy reading the book with us.
That's probably a great way to keep them engaged, I would think.
Yeah, they really enjoy it usually.
All right. So you were also saying that the services that you offer, the programs, the classes and those kinds of things, anybody can call you guys and say, hey, you know what? I've got a group of people that we would like to go through your program, or we would like you to come and talk to us and those kinds of things too.
Yeah. So we also once a month we are doing a quick and easy cooking show that we do, and it's online, or you can come into the extension office. If you come into the extension office, you get to try the food. You get to help us out as we demo it, and we always have some kind of special guest to be our sous chef. They come in, help us cook, and that's something else for the community to come do that's fun.
Now, wait a minute.
Because there's prizes.
I did the quick and easy cooking class one time.
Oh, really?
I was not the sous chef. I cooked everything.
Oh,
that
well,
wasn't fair. Now that I know, and I know that they've got one, they'll have one coming up very soon, and we'll get Christina in to talk about the Thanksgiving one that they always have. So we'll talk about that with her, because it is. That's a great opportunity to get together. I always look at it as a great date night.
Yeah. Yeah. Come in and get some food. And this next week, it's going to be fun. We're doing something a little different. So
check that out on their website. Check out information for these programs on their website as well. And then before we get out of here, we wanted to talk with you about you guys are partnering with the high school.
Right. Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, Trinity Pantry is actually what we call an emergency pantry. So they receive all of the food from the Utah Food Bank that's not used. So they get a lot of leftovers. So there's a lot of gaps in their pantry. And so we're partnering with the high school and with Trinity Pantry and their current food drive to see if we can kind of, you know, reinforce the pantry and get them things that they need that people will use. They get lots of odds and ends.
Right. And I know the drop-off point is at the high school. Do you have one at the extension office as well, or
nope,
just the high school?
Just the high school. Okay. Yep. They're just partnering with us, helping us get Trinity what they need.
And can they go on the Facebook page for the extension and get some information there for this as well?
Yep.
And I'm sure Carbon High has it on their website as well and their Facebook page. So once again, make sure that you're a part of this. And if you need some help with budgeting when it comes to food, and especially right now, You know, food budgets seem to be shrinking because of the cost of groceries.
Oh, yeah.
It never fails.
Yep.
So make sure you get a hold of these guys down there at the USU Extension office. And they're in the county building right there on First North. You can call or go and check it out. Emily, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.